निराशीर्यतचित्तात्मा त्यक्तसर्वपरिग्रहः शारीरं केवलं कर्म कुर्वन्नाप्नोति किल्बिषम्। 4.21 भगवद्गीता। निराशीर्यतचित्तात्मा, निराशीर, वन हु डज नॉट हैव डिजायर्स, निराशा, आशा इज डिजायर, निराशीर इज वन विद हु डज नॉट हैव डिजायर्स। यतचित्तात्मा, वन हु हैज controlled his mind, chittatma, is controlled his mind and intelligence. Chitta and atma can be translated variously, but essentially it refers to one's inner faculties. One who has conquered or one who has controlled one's inner world. Tyakta sarva parigraha, one who has given up all possessive mentality. Shariram kevalam karma, and one who shariram kevalam karma, one who works only for the sake of maintaining the body. Kurvan naapnoti kilvisham, such a person will not, will even kurvan, even such a person acts, naapnoti, such a person will not incur, will not accrue kilvisham, contamination, entanglement. So, Krishna is continuing with the theme of non-entangling work over here. And he states that how one can stay free from karmic bondage. So, he says, Kurvan na apnoti kilvisham. So, nirashiryata chittatma, one who works without desires. So now, in vernaculars, often the word nirasha has a negative connotation. Nirasha means one who has become disappointed. But nirasha is seen in Sanskrit usage more positively as a state of not frustration due to unfulfillment of desires, but freedom from bondage to desires. As long as we think that fulfilling desires is a source of happiness, then the unfulfillment of desires is seen as the source of frustration. And then we want to get from that stage of unfulfilled desires to fulfilled desires. But when we become more spiritually mature, then we realize that it is desires themselves that are the cause of our bondage. It is desires themselves that are the cause of our tribulation. So it is not the unfulfillment of desire that is the cause of frustration. It is the desire to fulfill desire that is the cause of frustration. And when we understand this point, then it is a dramatic spiritual breakthrough in our growth. Not dramatic in the sense that suddenly some lightning will illumine the sky or some thunderbolt will fall on our head or something like that. But dramatic in terms of the reorientation that happens in our inner world. When we understand that, I have spent so much of my time and energy thinking, should I fulfill this desire or should I fulfill that desire? But now I understand that actually, no matter what I do, it is not that the fulfilled desires will bring happiness and the unfulfilled desires will cause frustration. It is the desire to fulfill desire that causes frustration. Because in the desire to fulfill desire, by the word desire, which is being used in this context, it refers to material desires. And the desire to fulfill desires, fulfill material desires, keeps us locked in material consciousness. And as long as we are locked in material consciousness, we are deprived of spiritual consciousness. We are deprived of Krishna. And when we are deprived of Krishna, we cannot experience any higher happiness. And in this way, that lack of higher happiness which comes from our relationship with Krishna, that is the cause of real frustration. So when we understand this single point, it's a crucial point in our spiritual life to understand that. It's like the fish comes out of water, and whether the fish finds some desirable object outside the water or not, whether that doesn't matter. Once the fish has come out of the ocean, there is going to be misery. And maybe if there is a mirage, there's great misery. Even if there is a small, little bit of, say, a little puddle of water, there might be some pleasure. But actually, it is not finding the mirage that is the cause, that is the fundamental cause of suffering of the fish. But it is the coming out of the water that is the cause of suffering. So, when we look at things from this philosophical perspective, then nirasha. So, nirasha becomes very positive, because one understands, oh, there is no point for me to search for a fish, to search for some solace and shelter on the land. Then the fish will start seeking water, and returning to the water will bring supreme happiness. So like that, when we get nirash, when we get disappointed with material life, then actually we start our journey towards spiritual life in towards Krishna in earnest, towards spiritual realization in earnest. And it is that realization that is vital for our spiritual growth, for our sustained spiritual progress. And in that sense, nirasha is positive. So, in the Pingala pastime, in the Vishnu Bhagavatam, in Uddhava Gita, the Pingala pastime concludes with the statement that Asha hi paramam dukkham, nairasham paramam sukham. That desire is the cause of great misery. And nairasya, that freedom from desire, that is the cause of great happiness. Because that freedom from desire, that means freedom from material desires, is the foundation by which we turn from matter towards Krishna. It's the foundation by which we turn from material reality, from seeking material happiness, to seeking spiritual happiness. So we shouldn't equate the material nairashya or the nirasha, which the word that is usage that is there in material life, or wo to nirash ho gaya, he has become disappointed. So that is not the sense in which the usage is usually in the scriptural text. So here nirashir yat chittatma. When a person becomes nirash, that does not mean disappointed, but it means actually detached, distanced from material desires. One has recognized that, oh, that these desires will not make me happy, so I'll no longer pursue these desires. And that's why, yata chittatma. Now, our inner consciousness, because of past conditionings, will still keep seeking pleasures, will still seek pursuing desires. But a wise person refuses to indulge in that pursuit, knowing that nirashir it chittatma tyakta sarva parigraha. So giving up all possessiveness, shariram kevalam karma. Now giving up all karma, giving up nirasha, becoming nirasha, giving up desire, does not again mean that one does not work. It's not that one gives up activity, rather one gives up the attachment to do different kind of working for bodily gratification. Rather, one works for spiritual realization. And that's why shariram kevalam karma. One works for just maintaining the body. And does not think that, oh, if I get a better dress, if I have a smarter physique, if I have more makeup, then I will become happy. Shariram kevalam karma. Now when one acts in this way, pursuing, making spiritual realization on not sensual gratification as the goal of one's life, then kurvan na apnoti kilvisham. Even if one such a person acts, that person will na apnoti. One will not accumulate karmic reaction. Kurvan na apnoti kilvisham. So Arjuna, can Arjuna be nirashir while fighting the war? Won't he be desiring victory in the war? Yes, he will be. But it is not the desire for victory that is the driving desire. It is the desire to serve Krishna that is the driving desire. And that service can come in many form, and Krishna will accept that service. Now, specifically for him, that service comes in the form of wanting to fight. And so Krishna will do that fighting also. Arjuna will do that fighting also. But because the desire is not, because the desire to win is not the dominating desire, or the desire to fight is not the dominating desire, desire to serve Krishna is the dominating desire, is the driving desire. So that will not cause disconnection from Krishna, but will rather deepen the connection with Krishna. And in that way, Arjuna can stay kurvan na apnaoti kilvisham, can work without entanglement. Thank you.